I am Grandpa, and I love you.
I'm Grandma, and I love you too.
Welcome to our podcast, Grandpa and Grandma Bedtime Stories.
We share some stories that will make you laugh.
We share stories that might make you cry.
And we share stories that will give you courage to choose the right.
And these bedtime stories will help you to dream sweet dreams.
So get on your pajamas and say your prayers.
Turn out the light and hear our story tonight. Good evening. Usually our grandma and grandpa bedtime stories are told to you by Grandma Tamara Snell Mulford Hill or by me, Grandpa Edward Jeffrey Hill. Tonight, however, our bedtime story is a little different. It is told to you by Aunt Amanda Ray Hill Merrill, and it isn't just a random story. It is a story about our grandchildren told to our grandchildren. Tonight, Aunt Amanda will tell a little bit about several of the grandchildren. Listen carefully. It is very interesting. You might not be able to fall asleep right away listening to these interesting stories. First, a little bit about Amanda. Amanda Ray Hill was born on November 11, 1992 in Logan, Utah. She was the eighth child of Grandma Juanita Ray Hill and me, Grandpa Edward Jeffrey Hill. When she was born, Juanita and I thought she would be our last child. There was a show back then called Eight is Enough. Juanita and I thought that eight was enough, especially when it came to children. However, we were wrong. And we were delighted when the youngest Hill child, Seth Joshua Hill, was born in September 1997. Amanda is very strong and very athletic. She is an excellent basketball player and played on the Timpanogos High School basketball team. She also is an outstanding lacrosse player and played not only for Timpanogos High School, but for Brigham Young University. We were so happy when she met, dated, got engaged, and married Nathaniel Merrill. That's when she became Amanda Ray Hill Merrill. Amanda's arm strength is legendary, and it has only gotten better with age. If you don't believe it, try to arm wrestle her. She will win every time. Amanda is also a take-charge person who will step in when the situation needs a smart, strong leader. She gets things done and is very creative in everything she does. You will see her creativity in her story. I love Amanda so much. So, without further ado, here is Amanda's bedtime story, which I have entitled Grandbabies Galore.
Hey, this is Amanda, your favorite aunt. And our family, we have lots and lots of babies. In fact, we have 40 with one on the way. So, I did a little poll. I wanted to tell you guys some interesting facts about some of the babies in our family. First of all, the happiest baby goes to Eloise, who is literally the happiest baby. And sadly, we have the saddest baby, which is a tie between Heidi and Ava. Ugh, rough. Chubbiest baby goes to Spencer or Jeffrey. It was a hard because Spencer's face was so squishy, but Jeffrey literally couldn't crawl because his tummy was dragging on the floor. Best climber definitely goes to Henry, who can climb up the fridge in 3 seconds flat. And the best eater of the family definitely goes to Quincy, who I fed a 7-course breakfast and was still down to eat 3 more eggs. And I wanted to share a couple experiences about different babies through in our family, especially the experiences that I had as they were just infants, and then share something a little bit at the end. So the very first baby I ever remember seeing, even though Jeffrey was the first, it was not Jeffrey. It was grandchild number 2, Ava. And our family drove, I think it was because we were trying to get cheap flights to Hawaii, but our whole family drove to Seattle. And I remember the nurse's eyes getting super wide as our whole family went into the hospital. And I saw Ava wrapped up in a little cocoon, you know, and she was the most beautiful, perfect little baby I'd ever seen. And I guess I had never seen babies swaddled like that before, and I just couldn't believe like how perfect Ava was. Though she did get a little bit sad as she grew up. The next baby I really remember was when I think we all know that Jeff's Jenny is superb at like bringing people together. But right after Johnny was born, she decided to have a girls' night and invited all of the sisters after she had a brand new newborn. And I remember Johnny was so grumpy in her hands, but as soon as she put Johnny on the couch, even as an infant, he was just peaceful. And I remember being like, wow, every baby I know loves to be held. And now as I know Johnny older, it's amazing that even as infants, people have different personalities. And going down some of the family line, I remember Peter, Abby had driven all the way from Omaha by herself. And Peter was sick. He had a cold and was coughing. And when she got there, it had been a really hard trip. And so I asked if I could take Peter for the night. And I just remember holding him through the night and just making sure he was breathing okay and just loving him so much. And I've always had such a special place in my heart for Peter. I remember Courtney, this is also a pretty crazy experience, but I think Courtney was 3 days old when we decided to have a family reunion. And Aaron and Jenny and this brand new little baby decided to get in the car and drive to the reunion in Kentucky. And I just remember holding Courtney, a couple days old, and just feeling so full of love. And then it was very fitting that about a year later, I helped Aaron and Jenny move to Texas, and Courtney took her very first steps to me, which I am super proud of. I remember visiting Lydia, Hannah's Lydia. Well, I didn't visit her. I visited Hannah with Maddie and with Nathaniel right before we got married. And we waited for Lydia to come, and we waited for Lydia to come, and she didn't, and she didn't, and she didn't. And then she was born, and it was beautiful, and I held her, and she was just so perfect. And still to this day, every time I see Lydia, I feel like that's like the measure of Nathaniel and our marriage. And it's so exciting to see her grow and flourish. Now, Elsie, I didn't ever hold, but I remember I was trying out for the BYU lacrosse team, and it was the second day of tryouts, and I had not done very well, and I was really worried that I wasn't going to make the team. And I was in this mindset of, woe is me, like, what if, like, this is my life? I've spent so much time trying to succeed at lacrosse. And I remember coming back and opening my phone after tryouts, and I had so many texts, and the first text that was Emily saying, I'm bleeding, there's an ambulance coming, please pray for me. And like, there was no conclusive, like in all of the texts, I didn't know if she was okay. I didn't know if Elsie was okay. And I remember in that moment being like, wow, like nothing is more important than this little baby. It doesn't matter if I make this team or not. Elsie is so much more important than those different things. And I think I'm going to stop at my own experience when Michaela was born. And it was hard. And I held my own little baby in my arms, and it felt so wonderful. And I only had about 45 minutes before I had to go into surgery after she was born. And so Nathaniel and I, we held her. And I just remember grabbing Nathaniel and saying, don't let anything happen to this baby while I'm gone. And I kind of shared this with Lizzie and some of the other girls this weekend as we were coloring our Book of Mormons. But I want to share the importance of and the power and value that we all have, as expressed by Albert Ellis using the example of this newborn baby. Just as Michaela was so important to me, and I wanted to make sure nothing happened to her. But as we think about it, like, what do babies actually do? These newborn babies that brought me so much love and so much comfort, like, they poop, they smile, but probably when they're passing gas, like, they eat a lot, They cry. Some cry a lot more than others. I don't know what else I said. They eat. But they don't actually do very much. But just like all of us, our value is not dependent on what we do. But we have immense value simply because we exist. And that doesn't change if we make mistakes. It doesn't change if we do something amazing. But I hope that all 40, and I'm sure there will be more, of all of the nieces and nephews in this family, well, there better be one because Hannah's pregnant, but all of the nieces and nephews and all of us have so much value because we exist, and it doesn't change. We don't earn our value by doing things. We have value because we exist. I love you all very, very much, and I hope you sleep well tonight.
Wasn't Amanda's story so very interesting? It is so fun to hear something about so many of the grandchildren who happen to be your siblings and cousins. It is clear that Aunt Amanda loves her nieces and nephews and wants to be their favorite aunt. Well, that's all for tonight. Sleep tight. Choose the right. Be good with all your might. I love you. We hope you enjoyed tonight's bedtime story.
We hope you felt our love for you.
And we hope you will have sweet dreams tonight. We love you so much.